rubber game of the series between the Phillies and Mets. That young fan at Citi Field playing with a Thor action figure and hoping that Thor on the mound, Noah Syndergaard, can do the job. We pick it up in the second, 1-0 Phillies. It's Syndergaard facing Freddy Galvis.
Swing and a bouncer to the right side. Nice pick on a short hop by the first baseman, Bruce. Flips to the bag, but he split both defenders, and a run will score. The ball rolls towards the Mets dugout. It went right in between Syndergaard and Walker. Down to second goes Galvis. 2-0 Philadelphia. And Jay Bruce had a little bit of a deer in the headlights look.
The Mets are trailing 3-1 top of the third. Herrera with that very wide open stance from the left side. And he twists one off the back of the mound near short. Cabrera has it go right by him into center field. It was going to be an easy double play. The Mets get nobody out on that. The normally very reliable Cabrera, I think, maybe just glanced at the bag to see where exactly it was that he needed to take a half a step or one step to get there. Next thing you know, it's whizzing right by his glove. It's first and third now and nobody out. And checking the replay, actually, Howie, the ball just simply never came up. The glove came up a little. The ball was a worm burner, stayed right on the ground, went right under that glove. The 1-2. Swinging, it's tagged in the left field. Cespedes started in, drifting back. It's over his head. Second poor read for Cespedes tonight. That'll chase in a run. Quick throw to second base, and the diving tag is not in time. Neil Walker thought he might have had Franco, and he, too, was kind of slow to get to his appointed destination. That'll go as a double, unless the Mets want to review that tag play at second. Phillies tagging on a run here. It's 4-1 against Syndergaard. And again, the defense not exactly doing them any solids here.
Which is a nice way of saying the Mets look terribly sloppy.
Neil Walker comes up, and the tying man scoots on deck. The 0-2. Breaking ball crushed in the air to center field. Back goes Herrera at the track, gives it a look. It's gone! Up comes the apple! And just like that, the Mets are back in it. An 0-2 pitch. Destroyed to center field. Neil Walker brings the Mets back to within 5-4.
And all four runs scoring as the result of hits on 0-2 pitches.
Here now it's Salas just trying to keep this close, 5-4.
Salas' first pitch drilled in the air, deep to left. Conforto back near the wall, and it is, I believe, gone off the railing above the orange stripe. Stopping at second is Franco, but I think that ball's gone.
Yeah,
now the umpires are signaling home run. That ball kind of deadened and then dropped straight down. And the Mets obviously are going to go to the phone and look at it. But at least to the naked eye, the way that ball came off that left field wall, I think it hit the grating beyond the orange line for a home run. And the umpires have signaled for Franco to come around the bases with his third home run of the year, all against the Mets. It makes the score Philadelphia 6. New York 4.
The Phillies take 2 of 3 from the Mets as they win at 6-4. Tommy Joseph, 3 hits, an RBI, and a run scored. The Phillies' bullpen works 4 scoreless frames, allowing just 1 hit. Yoenis Cespedes had to leave the game in the 6th inning with a cramp in his left hamstring. Mets manager Terry Collins spoke after the 6-4 defeat at the hands of the Phillies.
Well, anytime you're talking about hamstrings, it's a concern, obviously. So he's going to get examined. He's going to get an MRI in the morning, and we'll know more tomorrow.
Was that something that just cropped up as he was running from first to second, or had he? They said a cramp. Had he been?
Yeah, Steve, I didn't ask him. I mean, I just went down. He just said starting to tighten up, and he didn't even use the word cramp to me. So I know that's what he told the trainers. I'm cramping up, but again, when you're talking about the hamstrings and a guy like that, but you know his muscle strength and his legs, you got to be careful.
Mike.
Terry, do you almost have to make a DL move on somebody at this point just to get another healthy body here?
Mike, I don't know. Again, I'll talk to Sandy here in a few minutes and talk about that, but I don't know yet.
Terry, how do you evaluate a night like that from Noah, where it clearly wasn't his sharpest at times but ends with 10 Ks, no walks, and gives you length?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you and you look up, you know, the fact that we didn't make 2 plays, I mean, that turned the tide of the game. You're talking about 3-4 runs right there that, you know, occurred because we didn't make a couple plays. But I thought guy's still throwing 98 miles an hour in the 7th inning, so he he certainly was still had strength. And, you know, I thought it's one of those tests. Hey, look, you got to, you know, he knew he had to get us deep in the game. We told him so. And he went out and got us there. Pretty impressive again. But, you know, we've got to start getting some runs and we got to play better.
You mentioned those plays behind him on that one play at first base. Is that Syndergaard's to keep running? Is that Neil? Is that a throw?
No,
that's,
you know, Noah's got to get over there. He just got a late break. Jay made a nice play on it, and when he turned, he didn't think Noah could get there, so he tried to flip it to walk and, you know, just got it too far in front of him. But, you know, and I don't think I've ever seen Asdrubal Cabrera ever miss a ground ball. So, you know, we just didn't – and we came back and we just couldn't finish it off.
Abby.
What did you think of Jay Bruce at first base?
He did fine. He did fine. He made two good plays, two very good plays. Second ground ball on the ball that he threw to second base, ball came up on him. He stayed with it. Yeah, he'll get more comfortable out there. I thought he didn't handle it very well.
Up next, the Mets host the Nationals Friday. Jacob DeGrom on the hill up against Tanner Roark.